For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. A museum dedicated to the state prison system in Jackson will close its doors for the last time later this month. Jackson's prison was once known as the biggest walled prison in the world with more than 5,700 cells. It opened in 1934. Cell Block 7 was an active part of the prison until 2007. 5 years ago, the Ella Sharp Museum worked with the State Department of Corrections to turn the cell block into a museum open to the public. 35,000 visitors have toured Cell Block 7, but mounting pressures related to money, staffing, and maintenance have led the Ella Sharp Museum to shut it down. Brad Collins is museum manager at Cell Block 7. He started to show me around in the processing area, the first stop for new inmates.
They checked in at this first gate here and made sure paperwork was correct, make sure that that inmate's supposed to be coming to Michigan or supposed to be coming to Jackson at that time. Then they will take them through all the various gates into the holding cell.
A prisoner might be alone in that holding cell for a while, or he might find himself crammed into this space with dozens of others for hours. There's a sink and a toilet here, and let's just say there would be no privacy. Next comes a shower, inmate clothing, a medical evaluation, fingerprinting, and a photo before heading down a ramp to the cell block.
They don't make them like this anymore.
Probably not. Cell Block 7 is 5 stories tall and has more than 500 cells. Collins says new inmates would stay here for up to 6 weeks, segregated from the general population.
So all their meal times were separate, all their yard area was separate. And a big thing, too, is you can't have any visits from family or friends. So not only are you just into prison life, but a lot of it is you don't really have the support those first few weeks. So it can be pretty tough overall experience.
On display in Cell Block 7 are an array of makeshift items made by prisoners here, everything from dice made out of toilet paper to weapons fashioned from toothbrushes. There are also guard uniforms and razor wire in cases, and a large model of the entire prison complex. A couple of the cells are worth stopping by. Collins and I visit one cell where visitors have written their thoughts on sticky notes.
We try to get people's reflections on their visit here to the museum, being inside of a cell. Some of them are pretty powerful, former inmates, former staff, family of both groups there, inmates and staff.
Along with a toilet and a sink, there's a locker in the cell, and you can sit on a very narrow, very hard bed. Elsewhere, you can peer into the cell Robert Redford sat in while filming 2018's The Old Man and the Gun. You can explore all 5 stories of the cell block, but be ready to climb a lot of steps since there's no elevator. Collins and I ventured up to the top floor, where you can peek into the gun turret area. There's no door. Guards only had access from the roof.
So that'd be the only spot inside the block where there'd actually be firearms held by the officers. So if something happened out on the block, they could actually fire off a warning shot, and if that didn't slow everything down, they could potentially use live ammunition.
One thing you can't do here is actually be locked in a cell. The locking and unlocking system does work, but it's old. Visitors could be hurt by closing doors, and it isn't guaranteed that the doors would reopen. You can see photos from inside the museum at WKAR.org. But note that I had permission from the Department of Corrections to take pictures. You'll be required to leave your camera and your phone in your car. Collins stresses that visitors are safe here. The Cell Block 7 Museum is open Friday through Sunday from 10 to 5, with guided tours starting at 10:30 and 2. Collins recommends arriving early to check in. Reservations are not needed. The museum will close its doors forever. On December 29th. For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.